interested in your all night.
Mediche all night na ya na moye no ko.
And here you said it's all night.
Ah, dey mo share all night o,
but you start at 10 o'clock and close at 12.
Ah, mo sha share no kro na dumie no na mo ma pon.
In my own knowledge or in my terms, it is called one eighth of a night.
Wo se anaju aya chemu motwe.
So I would like you to eliminate the word all.
Me pese mo ye ni da ni nyina ni free ho.
And then call it Friday night prayers.
Na mo friend say if ya da anadu mpai bo.
Oh, that is not true. I'm not imposing something on you, sir.
It's a general who says I na say o kan.
So you come in 2 hours. To pray.
Oh, but bomb paye don shiri mi elu pe.
Oh, that is very good. Jesus said that can't you pray with me only 1 hour?
Ah, yes, you say nanka don shiri baku pe woni mi bomb paye.
If you have the devil to beg it 2 hours, then God bless you all.
Erelin shamu shamu bomb paye 2 hours.
Oh, hallelujah!
Don shiri mi elu.
And I think that Pentecost has fully come.
Emre na Pentecost emre ne duno.
So if you meet me no fi nyimu baku no. Na Pentecost adam toye no na won nyina ehie mu fa apo na impofrimu no ehun bia echese mframa a emu ye den a ebo free so bai na ebehye efie a wotimu no ma na techrema wapapa emu a echese uja eyi chire wo na ebesi won etifi miakumiakum.
And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they started speaking with tongues. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now they all have them speaking in that mother tongue. Those people, the spectators.
In fact,
this was an illustration was made. When we were
hooding
ourselves last Friday, the faculty of the seminary. They brought about 6 people with different languages. And I was glad that there was one account, a professor. Biney was there.
Now, Professor Biney, hey, you come, you know what hobby.
So he read the tree.
Now, what kind of tree, you know?
There was a Hebrew woman that those Jews, she also graduated, a Jew graduating in that seminary.
And yet, you need baby, no one knows who are, one knows who are, one of us.
There was an Arab.
And an Arab,
who was a Muslim.
Oh, yeah, Muslim.
He also did theology in that seminary.
Now,
all these people, the French, the Mexicans,
Mexico, they were also there. French,
the English were there. And they were given a test to read. And they all read in their own language. Now, they didn't read it one after the other, but they all started 1, 2, 3, get ready, go.
And yes, a woman, you know, can you
boom? And then we were hearing different languages.
But
I was privileged that I could understand English. And I could understand the tree.
And the tree
so what Dr. Biney was reading, I was able to comprehend.
Dr. Biney can
and the other person who was reading the English, I could comprehend.
And you know Potokasa and so
that it's not Potokasa, it's English.
English you.
Then when somebody, the one who was speaking Hebrew, I couldn't understand it.
Ah, Hebrew need a man.
The one who was speaking French, I couldn't understand
French,
it.
French
but the French person who was there was able to
understand.
Na French ni na no what you want.
The person who was a Hebrew could understand.
Hebrew ni ni ti asie.
Mexican language got the Spanish. They also understood it.
Aye, para español no so mo so ti asie.
So when they were reading this together,
I'm ready to come back no.
That brought the picture of what happened on the day of
and
when the 120 were speaking, they were also speaking in other different tongues, and the language were coming at the same time. So all those spectators were able to hear their own language. They didn't hear only, but they would understand it also. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is when you are empowered. This is what you can do.
When a woman to me, yes, I am.
So they were empowered. And after the speaking,
and when,
they understood what was going
on,
now Peter
and Pedro,
who was a coward person, when he was not yet empowered, he was a coward person. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when Jesus was being tried in that night, there was a little girl who went to Jesus and told him that you are a part, or went to Peter and told him, you are part of this man.
Peter
said, no, I don't know the man you are talking about.
Now,
he repeated it three times. Before then, Jesus had already prophesied that, Peter, you would deny me three times before the cock crows.
Thank you.
So after the third denial, Jesus looked at him and the cock crowed. And he went and he turned his eyes and saw Peter.
And what done in the room said Peter and Jina way.
Became sad.
Now Peter never ran home.
And then he ran away from the sea.
And we done in issue and issue a gun say, you know.
Now this man was a fearful and coward person.
We know who I shall man.
But when the power came unto him, that timidity and fear and
humility.
Went away from him
and no free the moon.
So he became transformed person.
And you know what was done here?
That fear and timidity was replaced by boldness. So he stood before the crowd.
And you know, Sayani Padongo Jiao when him.
Now, I'm going to tell you that when that power came onto Peter, Peter's language of the word that came from Peter was amplified. So I'm telling you that the people who were there were more than
10,000.
Now you in the room here, you are less than 300. But without the help of this technology, I would not be able to reach the person who is far away. But because the people there were transformed, the words that was coming were amplified. And more than 3,000 people, more than 5,000, more than 10 people, 10,000 people were able to hear the word of God without a PA system. And 3,000 people were saved that night. And they were added to the church.
And only a cow of a boss for no home.
Are you transformed? And when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you are transformed, there must be an evidence. Now, when you are grown up,
when you are becoming old man,
you have studied so much.
What do you say? What's your name?
When you are given 45 minutes to talk, if you don't take it, you talk more than 1 hour.
Say your mouth, say, Casa, Mitty, the Anemua, one share, not don't share back.
Maybe that is what is happening to me now.
Because
when I talk, then the references start to come. Then God will be reminding me of something that I have spoken on it before. So every old man is an experienced person. So every old apostle is also an experienced preacher.
Apostle be our walk of crown one soon to meet Gina.
So I want you to pardon me because it's not always that I will get you to preach to.
Ah, when the man find chairman yet be an amenyamo and the amenyamo dia. Give it to you.
I will give you only two examples from the Bible when the people were equipped, when they were empowered, what they did.
Remember, you know
what Bible. I will put my case to a close. Now, after they have received the power, one day, Peter and John, they were going into Solomon's temple to go and pray.
Pedro and John,
they were by chance, passed through a certain gate. I think it was not by chance. But it was the plan of God. Now, because they were equipped, the power that was in them is like a magnet. So, whenever they are passing, the magnetic force is pulling them to somewhere to do good to people. Then when they got to that gate, it is called beautiful. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I'm telling you that God is going to make something beautiful in your life. God is going to transform the bad thing that in your life and it will turn into beautiful. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when they got there, that man was there purposely to beg for alms.
Oh,
and then when Peter and John were at that spot, the man was just looking at Peter and John, thinking they would give him something. Then Peter saw the man.
And then Peter and Bob upon the show.
Now, that man,
Sam Papano,
in our hotel, who say he was blind? But now they say we shouldn't say they were blind, but we should say that they were fishing and
paying.
So we don't call them blind man. That man was visionary impaired. So he was just focusing his attention on Peter and John. That he wanted to receive something. And that thing that he wanted to receive was money. Now he was not expecting a miracle to take place in his life. Peter was also looking at him. But Peter also gave that man an instruction.
Now Pedro,
he said, "You look at us."
Was it with your shining?
Now Peter and John were apostles.
Peter and John were apostles. 24.
Before they got to that apostleship, they were pastors. So every pastor is. Every apostle is a pastor. And he is also an evangelist.
And I was some pagani.
He is also a prophet.
And I was some commission.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, "You look at it.
What's it with the FIA?
Money that is gold and silver, we don't have.
I used to call you tell your nibby.
But we have something in us.
Never be able to be with you.
What is in earth is greater than that is in the world. You just focus your attention on us.
When you for any say,
oh, in the name of that man who is in us,
it was Papa now when it
that thing is called Jesus of Nazareth.
Are you friendly? Yes, you feel Nazareth.
In that name, arise.
Say, Dinimo, not just sorry, Nigina.
Now, the man was just sitting down.
Now, Papa,
sometimes things happen in our lives and we don't know that we have been released.
And
always you'll be seeking the help from your pastor. Oh, pastor, can you pray with me?
Even you
will not say pray with me, but you say, pastor, will you pray for me? But he has already received the miracle.
And put it in second,
trying to operate in that miracle.
Now, only you know what is
the second touch.
When you say, was he a second beam?
Then Peter went and held his hand.
And I beg to call the son in, sir.
And I said, arise.
Was he sorry?
Now, the man got to know that he had not been released.
Now, all the people who said, hey, when you're far good,
then he started walking.
And I felt sad, they said, one and
then he started limping.
Ah, no.
And then he entered into the chapel.
And then on a book with us on them.
And he was shouting.
And walking, come.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then I was sure he was singing.
Now, I mean, he said, you grand walk to him.
Now the life of that man became beautiful that day. Would you like me to interpret that word he said, look at us? That surely doesn't mean just look at me. When the Bible says
look at
me.
The Bible doesn't look at me.
Peter told the man that before he told him to look at them, Peter and John were already looking at that man. And when they were looking at him, they were imparting what they have into him. And if you are to look at your pastor, your apostle, because they have been looking after you, you have also had the time to look after them.
Now, look at your pastor. I am not. It is not about pastor. I'm looking at your face now.
And then
we have a looking.
In Ghana, you feed your pastor.
And now
it's going to come when this man will stop working.
And maybe Baba pay.
I'm emphasizing into another that you are going to become a full-time minister. To stop working.
Now we die.
And he is no more doing manual work.
And
he's a full-time minister.
No,
you need to shadow.
Look at him.
They don't understand what I'm saying.
You
need to do what? To help yourself.
And the other hand said, you will look at the pastor.
Shadow.
Look at the pastor.
Not looking at him.
Not eyeball to eyeball.
Now when they will be mentioned, go to the other.
Oh, you put your hand.
Apostle, at what point you want to have a shadow?
Apostle, do you look at him?
Also for Washo,
pastor, I've looked at you well.
Now, I'm not all shown.
What is inside of him?
Healing.
Ayayamisha.
Goodness.
Near my path.
Prosperity.
Yetumpo.
Protection.
Bambo.
He's just pulling those things unto you.
Now,
Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 also is saying that.
Galatians 6, 6, yes, sir.
You need to share all your good things with the one who is teaching you.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah.
So
while pastor is looking, you need to look.
Now, who said, my papa, that's free, my papa.
And then you see that.
You get your healing.
I understand.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But before
the last one.
You
know, the Spirit of God that came upon the church,
the whole church became vibrant. And wherever they go, they started preaching the word of God. When they refused to preach the word, when they stopped doing it, there was a persecution. Because he told us that after they finished with Judah,
Jerusalem.
Go to Judea. Then from Judea, go to Samaria.
Go from Judea, then go to Samaria.
Then onto the uttermost part of the world. So when they refused to go, there was persecution.
Of Tibai.
So they started running.
No more running.
That wherever they go,
maybe we go beyond.
If you do a little about church history,
so we have church history.
About you know that when they were moving, and the people were persecuting them. When they saw somebody, they never knew that person is belong to them or not. So what they did was that they would draw a fish on the ground. Talking about fish.
Fish in the water.
Now Jesus gave them an authority that they should go and fish. Then you need to follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
Was in a wooden machine, my mama mountain and Nippa.
If I want to talk about the fish, we will not go today.
Fish
and the fish and the fisherman.
And
the tool that they used to fish.
And then yeah,
and their interpretation, we will not go today.
Yeah,
another time I'll come and explain it to you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So when they draw the fish on the ground, and the person also is one of them, then he understands it, then he goes to
the right. Say, what's in sign? I'm near open musia ya sensen am ah let's say me with the pan wo ye internet say
oh my hallelujah
amen.
But when he could not understand that, they knew that he was an enemy, so they would not go closer to him.
Ah say what draw na say on your kuna shiria mun say we dey on kan ye ho.
When they were empowered, as soon as they spoke, the people followed them.
And mra wo nya ho den wo mka sa pe ni pan dey o machi.
Now let me tell you one thing,
they can't be back be actually.
When God gives you the power,
and ma wa ho den,
it is like you being a farmer.
They said, yeah,
now, I'm taking you to Africa, to Ghana. Now, you always weep with your cutlass. Now, when you are being empowered, it's like you sharpening the cutlass every morning. Now, when you sharpen that cutlass, it will help you to weep and you never spend enough energy. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God has given you the power and you have sharpened the
cutlass.
Every day you sharpen the cutlass and you put it under your bed.
And you are
not using the
cutlass. And
I tell you, one day when you go into the bedroom, you sit down on the bed and you want to take the cutlass, if you don't take it, it will hurt you. Because you have already sharpened the cutlass. God has already sharpened you. And he wants you to use the cutlass. And if you have the cutlass will hurt you. When you hide the cutlass will do what?
Unisia, ebe pilao.
Fakodo. Now here I'm on the ministers and the elders. The church, some of the church members have been empowered. Now, when you identify those who have been empowered, give them something to do. Now, those people who have been empowered and they have nothing to do, they will work for Satan. Always they'll be planning how to overthrow you. Because you are not giving them work to do. Also is a negative work that they will do against you.
And you may be
want them to work positively.
Use them. And
when
he is
working for the Lord,
you
don't know how to equip him.
When you say the Edumana, for the Bimano, no, yeah.
Equip him, teach him.
Shalom, a quantity of
your head.
Shalom, Shabemano.
Oh, hallelujah. And you see that they will do exploits for the growth of this church.
Now, one more young, one dear man, young Kupan Safu, Tumpon.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you have been equipped, if you have been empowered,
say, I'm all morning, and I say, when you say to me now,
you are going to turn the world upside down.
We are saying, but Danny never too.
Because the disciples who were empowered, they went everywhere and they were turning the world upside down. When you look at that 17 chapter, verse 5,
I asked my 40, do me and sir. Verse 5.
No.
17:5.
They went to arrest some people and they charged them before the court that these people who have been turning the world upside down are here. What are they saying to tell the outside world
that?
Because they were teaching the people to stop following idols. They should stop sinning. They should know that Christ is the Messiah. So they think that the disciples were telling the world outside
down.
But in my own interpretation, they were rather turning the world upright, right. Because God already put the world into a certain level. But because of our own deeds, our own misunderstanding, our own disobedience, we have already turned the world upside down.
Yes,
and when the world has been turned upside down, the people were appreciating it. They thought that was the right thing. And when you, the empowered person, want to turn it right, you think you are turning it upside down. Now look at what
is
happening
now.
Sexualism. And there are some ministers who are mad. I wouldn't say they are crazy, they are mad. And they come to bless the marriage between a man and a man. Then a woman marrying a woman. Don't you think that these people are rather turning the world upside down?
One more than we are seeing
and any church who try to speak against you, they will tell you, you being the one turning the world upside down.
So you are saying sorry to your pen, eh, now we're than the world.
My prayer is that
empowered chef.
God will continue empowering us.
Everybody shaking mamma.
So that we will speak against this evil.
Now yet to me, I can insert Yami Summity as any.
So that we turn the world which is upside down, up, right, right.
Now ya dani yasina ebu to know ya dani yesu who ye no be at ya.
What are you doing to empower your friend?
And then we are over to me the Kenya Unia.
If you really love your person as a brotherly love that we want you to always prevail.
So don't we have bad on your bear man? Then one or the other one.
There are some people who have no job.
And
you know that a job is existing somewhere.
You may be a junk or football baby.
Do you inform the person?
And out to me, everyone in Kayas.
But your friend is not working, so you are happy. You need to transform the lives of others.
I was able to
pray for one another so that their life will change.
Now, I'm a brother.
Then that the Lord will bless you this afternoon. That the Lord will make you as a transformer. That you will say good things unto your people.
He
will tell this church to be a vibrant place where people will love. Don't be an agent of confusion in this church. Don't try to throw people away from the church. Don't be a negative transformer. But we want people who transform the church positively for the glory of the Lord.
And she said,
yeah, I thank God that you have listened to this person. And this person is going to transform you. You are going to be empowered. And you are going to do great things to the church. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you.
Amen.